Putin's pretext for the full-scale invasion of Ukraine was the possibility of Ukraine's NATO membership. NATO membership is a security guarantee. So given that, what indication is there that any security guarantee, is there any security guarantee that President Putin would accept?
Well, there's a lot of loose talk in the West about security guarantees, and many observers have pointed out we gave Ukraine security guarantees with the Budapest Memorandum in 1994. That didn't deter Russia then. People throw around this talk of an Article 5-like provision. You know, Article 5 in the Treaty of Washington that created NATO is famous for the line that an attack on one will be deemed an attack on all, and nobody forgets the line. Nobody remembers the line a little bit further down in Article 5 that says that each party will, and I'm quoting now, take such action as it deems necessary, close quote. So that could mean sending Ukraine a note saying, we're very distressed to hear that Russia's invaded you again. We wish you all the best and do let us know how it turns out. Article 5 in NATO means something because of the U.S. force behind it. Now, Donald Trump has said that there will be no boots on the ground. He has said something vague about air power, which a lot of people have taken to mean, okay, well, we'll be all right then. It'll be all right. Does he mean he's willing to accept American combat with Russians in the air concededly, but combat with Russians to protect the European peacekeeping force? Or is he talking about C-130 transport planes? It'd be nice to get an answer there.